I first got involved with open source software way back in the early part of this decade, which is rapidly ending. In 2001, I used to work permanently for an investment bank in the city, much as I do now, and they were looking for an e-commerce framework to do with the web and Java servlets, and that's very early Java servlets. And we didn't want to use EJB1 at this point, we just wanted a simple web application written in Java. So one software that I looked at was Struts 1, the classic edition, and I looked at a few others like Velocity. Struts was particularly attractive because it had just been it became the de facto standard even in 2001. The actual architecture of Struts was really good. It made sense by just reading some of the background, the Struts actions, the form, and yes, and that's why we chose it. And at the same time, there was something much more meatier, and this is in the days when J2EE was just being formed, and application servers like WebLogic and even WebSphere were very expensive, and it was a non-EJB 1.0 project. And we also looked at Expresso framework, a framework which I became quite involved in. It had the idea of database objects, DB objects, which had mapped attributes, which meant it was not strongly typed. This is pre-Hibernate. Hibernate was just, I guess, in the beta phase. Even at its first version, there was one object relational mapping solution out there provided by Oracle. And it was really interesting to get involved with open source. I got involved as a developer with Expresso Framework in my spare time after work. And I met Larry Hamill, one of the developers of Expresso, first online. Then a few years later at Java 1, I met him in person. And open source is so great for that. It allows you to communicate with developers throughout the world. And it's just later on that you actually make those physical human connections when you go to conferences or you travel abroad or you meet somewhere. And some other people that I really should give credit to. Sandra Khan was the CEO and one of the founders of J Corporate, who were like the commercial backers of Expresso Framework, and Michael Nash, who I've never met. Those two, Michael Nash and Sandra Khan, were really the purveyors of Expresso Framework. I even wrote a paper for the server side, which was picked out by none other than Floyd Marinescu, who obviously you might know of him from InfoQ and the QCon conferences in San Francisco and in London. So the lesson is, open source is not just a technical or programmatic field, it's actually also about meeting people. And a shout out to Larry Hamill and his lovely wife Patty. That's all from me.